Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, founder of the website myobmd.org. That's myobmd.org. Thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to be talking about preeclampsia. So this will be a continuation of the discussion that we've had from the last podcast, which was hypertension in pregnancy. And initially, when I set about to do these podcasts, my thought was I would actually discuss hypertension, preeclampsia, and all the hypertensive disorders of pregnancy in one podcast. But it soon became clear that that just would not do the diagnoses justice. These are such complex diagnoses. They may be similar, but they truly are their own entities. And so having their own discussion platform was really necessary in order to gain a better understanding of these illnesses and how they affect your body, your baby, and your pregnancy. So we are going to be talking about preeclampsia in pregnancy. Stay tuned. Welcome to Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. Join me for a bi-weekly discussion on topics most relevant to women's health today. We are your source for medically accurate, real-world advice in all things related to your health and well-being as a woman. From menses to menopause, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, a fully practicing, board-certified OBGYN physician with close to 20 years experience. I am also the founder of the website that is 100% dedicated to women's health, myobmd.org. At myobmd.org, we write in all aspects related to women's health. Listen to our podcasts, visit our website, subscribe to our newsletter, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, myobmd.org. Welcome back to Straight Talk with My OBMD. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, and we are talking about preeclampsia in pregnancy. And there is actually a spectrum of illnesses within that diagnosis. So it's really preeclampsia, eclampsia, and you may also hear your doctor referring to something called HELLP syndrome. And we're going to discuss all of that. So let's get started. So preeclampsia, what is it? So just so we're aware, preeclampsia is a condition that can only affect pregnant women. If you're not pregnant or have not recently had a baby within the last 12 weeks, then it is not possible for you to have preeclampsia, because it is a condition that is unique to pregnancy. And what is happening in preeclampsia is that for some reason, your body has decided to mount a reaction to your pregnancy. And it's very, thankfully, it doesn't happen all that often. You know, most pregnancies go on just fine, but on occasion, you can develop preeclampsia where your body is simply just reacting to the pregnancy. The old terminology for preeclampsia was toxemia of pregnancy, which more accurately illustrates the condition of your body reacting to your pregnancy. And your body can react to your pregnancy in several ways. So your body's going to have healthy reaction to your pregnancy, right? So your body's blood volume increases, which is normal. Your ability to clot increases, which is normal. It helps to reduce the risk of bleeding that you will encounter during delivery. So these are all normal and healthy reactions to your pregnancy. So we do know that as you carry your baby and your pregnancy develops, your body is going through changes. A lot of those changes are healthy and welcome. With preeclampsia, your body develops an unhealthy response to your pregnancy. And this can manifest in several ways. It can affect different organ systems. So it can affect your blood pressure, most notably. So women with preeclampsia have an elevated blood pressure. You can also affect your central nervous system. So your brain is affected, and that will manifest as headaches. It can affect your liver, and that effect on your liver is manifested as abnormal blood work, or in its more severe form, you can have pain right over the liver, which is on the right upper portion of your tummy. It can also affect your kidneys. And more notably, that would be noticed with blood work, or again, in its more severe form, you just simply aren't urinating as much as you should or used to. So, you know, in pregnancy, you typically urinate very often because the uterus is pressing against your bladder. In severe forms of preeclampsia, where it affects your kidney to the point where you're just not producing enough urine, then your urine production is going to be decreased, and then you will not be urinating as often as you were. So that's the gist of preeclampsia. Eclampsia is preeclampsia in its most severe form. So as preeclampsia develops and progresses, it affects your brain, your central nervous system. And so in eclampsia, preeclampsia has progressed to the point where it has actually caused you to have a seizure. That is a very important consequence. And so in patients with preeclampsia, we try to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. So eclampsia is preeclamptic patients that have progressed to the point where they have had a seizure. And sometimes eclampsia is the first time that we're noticing a patient may have actually have preeclampsia, because if they're not being monitored, or you are being monitored closely, but your illness just progressed very rapidly, it may be to the point where your first time we're realizing that you have this condition is when you present in its most severe form, which is a seizure. Another terminology you may hear your doctor using is HELLP syndrome. HELLP syndrome. And that is a subtype of preeclampsia. And in HELLP syndrome specifically, the organs that are most affected are your liver and your clotting factors. So patients with HELLP syndrome, if you have this condition, you do have preeclampsia. It's affecting primarily the liver, and it's affecting your ability to clot, the ability of your blood to clot. And so your risk of bleeding is quite high. And again, this is a severe form of the preeclamptic condition. So when does preeclampsia typically happen? Preeclampsia would occur mainly in the second half of pregnancy. So the second half of pregnancy is 20 weeks or greater. 20 weeks or greater is the second half of pregnancy. If you're having blood pressure elevations and it's prior to 20 weeks of pregnancy, the most likely diagnosis is chronic hypertension and less likely to be preeclampsia. Because we just know that the illness of preeclampsia, you typically do not see in early pregnancy. It is seen in the latter half of your pregnancy. So how do you know if you may have developed this condition? The reality is that for some women, they may have this and not even know they have it. Because in its very early stages, preeclampsia can be completely asymptomatic. So you could have this very serious condition and have no idea. Now, this is the benefit of receiving prenatal care, is that you are screened for, your blood pressure is taken with every single visit, your urine is checked with every single visit. And the reason for that is to, one of the reasons for that is to make sure you are not developing preeclampsia, because at the very early stages, you may not have a headache, you may not have any pain, you may feel perfectly fine. And so it's important to receive the screening through the form of your prenatal visits to ensure that you are not developing preeclampsia. So when you do become symptomatic, the more common symptom is a headache. A lot of patients with preeclampsia will have a headache. They'll try maybe taking Tylenol, resting, or drinking fluids to hydrate yourself in case you're dehydrated, and you'll find that that is not helping with your headache. Another thing that you may develop is something called scotomata. And basically, that's a fancy word for just saying you are seeing stars, or your vision has become blurred. So if you are seeing stars, a lot of patients describe it as, I'm seeing something, it looks like these things are floating before my eyes. I keep blinking thinking that there's something in my eye, but as I'm blinking, they're not going away. I'm still seeing these things floating, or the stars, or my vision became blurred. So those are some of the symptoms of preeclampsia, and those are the more common symptom, the most common one being the headache. So if you are experiencing any of these symptoms, you really do need to call your doctor. Let them know. They'll have you come in for an evaluation to make sure that you are not developing preeclampsia. And again, that is why prenatal visits are so vitally important, especially as your pregnancy progresses, because you may not have any risk factors for this, and you can still develop that. So we always want to make sure that these illnesses are caught in its very early stages where they are more easily treated. The risk to your health is less. So who is at risk for preeclampsia? The reality is that all pregnant women are at risk for preeclampsia. All pregnant women are at risk for preeclampsia. Now, there are certain additional risks that some women may have that places them at an even higher risk of developing preeclampsia. But the point is that if you are pregnant or recently gave birth, you do have the possibility of experiencing preeclampsia. Other risk factors, though, for preeclampsia include if this is your first pregnancy, right? If this is your first pregnancy that you're carrying, first pregnancy where you're actually carrying a baby to term, so if you've had a previous miscarriage or a termination of pregnancy, this would still be considered the first pregnancy where you're carrying the baby to term. And so those pregnancies have a higher risk of experiencing preeclampsia. If you have chronic hypertension, so if you have high blood pressure, kidney disease, lupus, or diabetes prior to becoming pregnant, then your risk of preeclampsia also increases. Gestational diabetes, meaning diabetes that develops within your pregnancy, is also a risk factor for preeclampsia, and a history of preeclampsia. So if you've had a history of preeclampsia in the prior pregnancy, then the chances of you experiencing preeclampsia again is increased. Patients with twins, triplets, or more. So if you are having a multiple gestation, those pregnancies also have an increased risk of experiencing preeclampsia, a family history of preeclampsia in your sister or your mother, obesity. If you are on the younger, your age is younger, like under 20 or 35 or older, then those two extremes of age also places you at an increased risk of having preeclampsia. Pregnancies conceived by IVF, any assisted reproductive technology, also places you at risk, and a condition called antiphospholipid antibody syndrome or thrombophilia. Those are all conditions that place you at an increased risk of experiencing preeclampsia. So we've talked about what preeclampsia is, a condition unique to pregnancy. What is eclampsia? Eclampsia is when you have preeclampsia in its most severe form and you have a seizure. We've talked about HELLP syndrome, which is when you have preeclampsia and the condition most severely affects your liver and your blood, the ability of your blood to clot. And we've talked about the symptoms, which are primarily headaches. You can also have vision changes in the form of blurred vision, seeing stars, or what's called floaters. And all of those things are worrisome and are reasons for you to reach out to your doctor to get evaluated to make sure you are not developing preeclampsia. So once you have been diagnosed with preeclampsia, what happens? What is the treatment option for you? And that will vary. The treatment will vary dependent on how far along you are in your pregnancy, as well as how severe of an illness your body is experiencing. So if you have severe disease of preeclampsia, it's in its severe form, and you are more than 32 weeks pregnant, your doctor will likely recommend delivery, even though you are preterm. So depending on how far along you are in your pregnancy and the severity of your illness, that will determine the treatment. Severe illness in preeclampsia could present as severely elevated blood pressures is one of the more common ways that we diagnose severe illness. So in pregnancy, we want your blood pressure to be less than 140 over 90. If your blood pressure is 140 over 90 or greater, your doctor may say, hey, your blood pressures are high. We may not be at the point where you're diagnosed with preeclampsia. You may be diagnosed with something called gestational hypertension, which is elevated blood pressures that happens only during the pregnancy. And again, that would be if this is all occurring past 20 weeks of pregnancy. If your blood pressure gets very high, which is considered 160 over 110 or greater, that is severe elevations. At that level, blood pressure, we are concerned for possible stroke. We treat it as a medical emergency, which means that you have to come to the hospital. We give you medicines, typically through an IV, to lower your blood pressure. The reason we give you the medicine through the IV is because it will lower your blood pressure much more rapidly than a pill. And we want that blood pressure to come down before something bad happens. So the severity of your illness will be determined by what you're feeling and what your body is telling us it's going through at that time, as far as your severity of your headaches. If you can't get your headaches to go away and they're getting worse, that can be a sign of severe disease. Elevated blood pressures, 160 over 110, that's a sign of severe disease. If your blood work are just very abnormal, that can also be signs of severe disease. So this is a condition. Preeclampsia is a condition where close monitoring is always recommended. Even if your doctor says, hey, this is not severe at this point, I feel that this illness is in its mild form, you still have to be monitored very, very closely, simply because we know that this illness will do one of two things while you're pregnant. It will either stay at its same level of severity, which may be mild, and it can stay at that level, or it will get worse. But preeclampsia does not get better while you're pregnant. Preeclampsia only gets better after you've delivered. And so while you're pregnant, you're being monitored very, very closely. And also immediately after you've had the baby, the risk still exists. And so you're also being monitored very, very closely for any signs that your illness has progressed. If your illness has progressed and it is severe and we're concerned about your health, then your doctor may say, hey, even though you're preterm, we need to go ahead and deliver the baby because it is just too risky to your health to continue your pregnancy. These are not easy decisions. No one wants to willfully deliver a preterm baby, knowing all that comes along with that. However, as your health deteriorates, so will your baby's. And so it is a very tough decision. However, if we feel that your health is just to the point where it's quite dangerous, you may experience irreversible damage to some organ systems if your pregnancy continues. At that point, then the recommendation may be for delivery. If you are full term, very easy decision. Always the recommendation is delivery. If you are full term and you have preeclampsia, the recommendation is delivery. Delivery, delivery, delivery. If you are full term, there is no reason to continue a pregnancy that is full term if you have preeclampsia, because we are risking your health with no benefit to you or the baby at that point. And eventually, as your health as your health deteriorates, so will your baby's. And so if you are full term with preeclampsia, you'll be having a discussion about delivery, either by a C-section or a labor induction, one or the other. That will be something for you and your doctor to decide, again, depending on the severity of your illness. Once you are in the hospital and being treated for preeclampsia, and the decision has been made to go ahead with delivery, then you are going to receive a medicine, likely will receive a medicine called magnesium sulfate. What magnesium sulfate does is it helps to calm your central nervous system. So in preeclampsia, you have a very excitable central nervous system, and that is why you have the headaches. That is why you have the blurred vision. That is why you're seeing the floaters. And so what magnesium does is it helps to relax that central nervous system. And what this does is it reduces your risk of having a seizure. That medicine is continued throughout your induction and is typically continued for at least 24 hours after you have delivered. And it works. It absolutely works. It's rare that someone who is on magnesium will have a seizure. And so if we feel that your condition is severe or even moderate, it's not mild, and sometimes even with mild disease, we still recommend magnesium. Because if you're having a headache, that tells us that you have an excitable central nervous system that needs to be relaxed and calm. What happens if you do have a seizure? If you do have a seizure, that is eclampsia. So it's no longer preeclampsia, it's now eclampsia, and that is a medical emergency. If you're outside of the hospital, you need to be taken by ambulance to the nearest hospital. And if you're inside the hospital, it's going to still be treated as an emergency. You may not even be aware that you're experiencing a seizure, and you may kind of come out of the seizure and see a room full of people, because typically we call a response code so that we can get all hands on board to help you in this medical emergency. So typically you're given medicines to stop this, to break the seizure, and your doctor may decide to do an emergency C-section, or they may decide to induce your labor at that point, because if you have eclampsia, then again, this is in its most severe form, and so you will need to be delivered. regardless of the gestational age. Very sad and very not an easy decision, but again, this is just such a severe illness and it can cause so much damage to your body that we typically recommend an induction, a delivery either by an induction of labor or by a C-section. And that's something that you and your doctor will decide. If you have had a seizure, your brain will need to be evaluated for any signs of damage. So your doctor may decide to do a CAT scan of the brain. That can be done either immediately after or after you've delivered. The timing will depend on you and your doctor and what's going on at that moment. Because we know that when you've had a seizure, you do have a risk of brain bleeds or the lack of oxygen. And so you always want to be monitored to make sure there's no damage to the brain. And that damage may show up right away or later. And so you always will have to be monitored very closely if you've had eclampsia to make sure that no damage to the brain has occurred. There are other potential complications that can occur with preeclampsia and eclampsia, most notably something called placental abruption. And that is where the placenta actually breaks off from the wall of the uterus. And that is a surgical emergency that requires an emergency C-section. If your placenta has broken off from the wall of the uterus, your baby simply is not getting its well-needed nutrients and oxygen. And so your doctor will recommend an emergency C-section. Can preeclampsia be prevented? So for the longest time, the answer to this was no, because this was just a throw of the dice. We didn't know really have any means of preventing preeclampsia. However, currently, more recent studies have shown that we can potentially reduce the risk of you developing preeclampsia. So certain ladies who are at an increased risk of having preeclampsia, such as if you've had preeclampsia before, you're having twins, your first pregnancy, certain medical conditions, your doctor may recommend you taking low-dose aspirin during your pregnancy. And the reason for that is to help prevent you from developing preeclampsia. So that is currently the only preventative method that we are aware of that involves medication. Again, screening in the form of regular prenatal care, especially as you get closer to your due date, getting screened more frequently, even if you're taking your blood pressures at home and writing them down. If you're noticing you're getting blood pressures of 140 over 90 or greater, you need to call your doctor and let them know. They likely have you come to the office for a visit. If you're getting blood pressures of 160 over 110 or greater, you need to call your doctor and they will likely tell you to go to the hospital for an immediate evaluation. So if you have had preeclampsia, what is the prognosis for your next pregnancy? So if you have a history of preeclampsia, unfortunately, that does mean that your risk of developing preeclampsia in subsequent pregnancies are increased. It doesn't mean that that will necessarily occur, but that is something that you will be closely monitored for. You and your doctor will decide if the use of low-dose aspirin, an 81 milligram aspirin tablet taken daily, would be appropriate for you. Close monitoring in the form of regular prenatal visits, and also you doing self-monitoring with home blood pressure monitoring can also be a way of closely monitoring your body to make sure that you are not developing preeclampsia. The other thing to be aware of is really to make sure that you are to be knowledgeable on the symptoms. So if you know that a headache and vision changes are the primary things that you'll experience with preeclampsia, especially in its early stages, you want to be cognizant of that. If you're having those symptoms, you don't want to blow them off. You may try measures at home to relieve your headache, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You call your doctor. You let them know, hey, I'm experiencing this. What should I do? especially if you've had that history of preeclampsia in the previous pregnancy. So all of those things are truly important. Preeclampsia is a serious condition, but it is a treatable condition. The only known cure for preeclampsia is delivery. And delivery can be either through a labor induction or a C-section, again, dependent on the specifics of your pregnancy, including how far along you are, the baby's position, your history of whether you've had previous C-sections or not. The decision of how to have your baby is definitely not cut and dry. That is something that you will discuss with your doctor and then decide. Keep in mind that preeclampsia is something that we can treat, and so we always want to monitor for this so that in its earliest form, it is always best to treat any illness in its earliest forms rather than in a more advanced state. Thank you for listening to the Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. I hope you've learned and enjoyed this discussion on preeclampsia, eclampsia, and HELLP syndrome. To learn more about this condition, please visit the myobmd.org website, where we have articles written by physicians that are detailed and talks about this topic in depth. Sign up for our email newsletter, reach out to us on social media, tell us about your experience, tell us what you'd like to see covered on myobmd.org or on Straight Talk with MyOBMD. We look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for your 30 minutes of time in listening to Straight Talk with MyOBMD. Thank you for listening to another episode of Straight Talk with MyOBMD podcast. To learn more about this topic, visit our website at myobmd.org. Subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I can't wait to spend more time with you on our next episode of Straight Talk with MyOBMD.